Proclamation number 6303 of 5th of July, 1955. Effects of the work of redemption on everything spiritual. The death of Jesus Christ on the cross is an effect on all living and dead creatures, on everything bound in creation and on all beings in the spiritual kingdom and in the entire universe. Only the human being who has already penetrated spiritual knowledge to such an extent that he knows about the upward development of the spiritual from the depth to the height, that he knows that nothing is without life, i.e., everything is permeated by God's strength, can understand this. To him the significance of the act of salvation is also clear. For everything existing in the universe is on this path to God but would never be able to reach the aim without the work of mercy of Jesus Christ. For this work of mercy was not only begun with Jesus' descent to earth but already an infinitely long time before, when the shaping of the spiritual into material works began, when the whole of creation was in the making. For the creation only had the purpose of returning the spiritual, which had fallen into the abyss, to the height again, and since one's own guilt, an offense of free will against God, had caused the deep fall, it was God's work of mercy to take care of this fallen being and to make it possible for it to ascend again. The man Jesus ground this work of mercy through his death on the cross, and he built a bridge from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. For even if all bound spiritual matter travels the path through creation, even if seemingly dead matter will one day also change into creations that bear witness to life, the ascent would one day come to a standstill when the being has reached a stage where only free will is decisive. Then it would irrevocably fail, because everything spiritual is still in the realm of God's adversary. And in this realm the gate has been opened by Jesus Christ into the realm of God. It was through him that the connection between these two worlds was created in the first place. A sacrifice was made through which God allowed himself to be moved to open his kingdom for those who joined Jesus in order to be able to leave the kingdom of darkness with his help. The infinitely long path of development through the whole of creation would be a futile undertaking if the gate had not been opened in the height to be reached, which Jesus achieved through his infinite love for the fallen being under unspeakable sacrifice and suffering, for without such a sacrifice as atonement for the fallen being's inconceivably great guilt, God would never ever have been able to admit a being from darkness into the kingdom of light, even if it had languished for eternities in the bound state. The justice of God demanded compensation for this guilt. And the love of God, which had embodied itself in the man Jesus, paid the compensation and thus redeemed all guilt. The struggle in every form before the embodiment as a human being would have been completely useless without Jesus' act of salvation, for in the state of free will the being would have irrevocably sunk back into the abyss again because it lacked the help through Jesus Christ. Which, however, is now available to it in such abundance that redemption from the abyss is assured to everyone who calls to Jesus Christ that he may have mercy on him and carry his guilt under his cross. He will be redeemed from sin and death and enter into eternal life. Amen.